The Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists welcomes you to a program celebrating 40 years of broadcasting on WCRB. This is Rob Stewart Vale inviting you to listen to the first in a series of three special retrospective programs. We will highlight significant and interesting organs in the Boston area using selections from our broadcast archives. Our organ tour starts in Cambridge. You're listening to a performance on the Flintrop organ at the Busch Reisinger Museum of Germanic Culture, now known as Busch Hall. This was the place where E. Power Biggs originated his nationwide broadcasts for over 20 years on the CBS radio network. The organ was originally an Aeolian Skinner instrument designed by G. Donald Harrison, but it was replaced in 1958 by a Flintrop organ, which was used by Biggs for many recordings. Let's listen now to the conclusion of Bach's prelude on Wir glauben allen an Gott, We All Believe in One True God, as played by Murray Forbes Somerville. That was Bach's prelude on Wir glauben alle an einen Gott, We All Believe in One True God, as played by Murray Somerville on the Flintrop organ at Busch Hall, Harvard University. Today we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of these broadcasts on WCRB. Let's listen to another organ in Cambridge, the Holtkamp instrument at the Episcopal Theological School. The recording you're about to hear was taken from one of the first broadcasts 40 years ago, in November 1959. The performer is Peter Waring, then Associate Professor of Church Music at ETS, who helped to organize the first broadcasts. Professor Waring will now be heard playing the flute solo of Thomas Arne. Thank you. That was the flute solo by Thomas Arne, played in 1959 on one of the first broadcasts in this series by Peter Waring. The organ was the Holtkamp instrument at the Episcopal Theological School, Cambridge. Next on our organ tour, we'll go to Memorial Church in Harvard Yard and listen to two different organs from two different time periods. An Aeolian Skinner instrument was there from 1932 to 1966 and was then replaced by the current Fisk organ installed in 1967. From a broadcast in 1965, listen to Lois Pardue playing the Bach chorale prelude Kommst du nun, Jesu, von Himmel herunter, Come Down from Heaven, O Jesus. We'll hear it played on the old Aeolian Skinner organ. From a 1965 broadcast, that was Lois Pardue playing the Bach chorale prelude Kommst du nun, Jesu, vom Himmel herunter on the old Aeolian Skinner organ at Memorial Church, Harvard University. For comparison now, listen to the Fisk organ installed there in 1967. At that time, it was the largest tracker organ built in America during this century. From a broadcast of 1969, we now hear John Ferris, former university organist, playing the offertoire from the first book of organ pieces by Françoise Dandrieu.
Thank you.
From a broadcast of 1969, that was John Ferris playing Offertoire from the first book of organ pieces by François Dandrieu. It was played on the Fisk organ at Memorial Church, Harvard University. Today we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of these broadcasts on WCRB. This is the first of three programs providing a tour of organs in the Boston area using the recording archives of these programs. In the past 40 years, there have been 2,000 programs produced. It's estimated that over 500 people have played on the program, and 200 different organs have been heard. The program was originally broadcast on Saturday night following the live BSO program. It was then moved to Saturday afternoon at 5:30 following the opera, and stayed in that time period for about 25 years. In 1992, the program was moved to Sunday mornings. Continuing our Boston organ tour, let's cross over the Charles River to St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral in downtown Boston. This building houses both a 97-rank 1953 Aeolian Skinner instrument in the rear gallery and a 31-rank 1976 Andover instrument in the chancel. Both instruments can be played together from a single console in the front. Listen to these instruments together as organist Mark Engelhardt plays Rigaudon by André Campras. That was Mark Engelhardt playing Rigaudon by André Campras on the two organs at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Boston. To conclude our organ tour today, we go to the south end of Boston to the Church of the Immaculate Conception. It houses a large organ built by the noted Boston firm of E. and G. G. Hook in 1863. While the organ was electrified and enlarged in 1902, it retains a marvelous sound in reverberant acoustics. We'll now hear Jack Fisher perform Litany by Jean Alain from a broadcast first heard in 1966. That was Jack Fisher performing the Litany by Jean Alain, recorded on the E and G. G. Hook organ at the Immaculate Conception Church in Boston. It was taken from a broadcast first heard in 1966. These programs featuring organs and organists from the Boston area have been brought to you for 40 years by the Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists and WCRB. Today's anniversary program was recorded by Martin Steinmetz and Morley Lush. It was written and produced by Martin Steinmetz, and this is Rob Stewart Vale inviting you to listen next week for the second of three programs celebrating the 40th anniversary of these broadcasts.